Congress and the Veterans Affairs Department are still bickering over what the future of health care at the Veterans Affairs Department will look like. The current choice program expires next summer unless Congress revises it, passes an extension, or comes up with a new alternative altogether. Now, most members of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee and the VA itself do agree a new choice program should blend in a few different options. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The Veterans Affairs Department says consolidating the seven different ways veterans currently have to access health care is perhaps the biggest challenge it's dealing with. And the VA argues it needs authority from Congress to make it happen. The Senate VA committee quietly passed the Senate Veterans First Act without an amendment. The bill addresses some of VA's concerns. It gives the department a little more flexibility to develop agreements with private health care providers. But there's still more work to do. Senate VA Committee Chairman Johnny Isaacson.
Then please help us get the remaining few holes we've got on that bill in the Senate off our bill so we can get it to the floor and pass it. Because it's a major reform of the VA that's going to make a significant effect and a significant difference.
At the same time, Senator John McCain introduced a bill called the Care Veterans Deserve Act. It would essentially make the Veterans Choice Program permanent, and it would let nearly all eligible veterans use a choice card to purchase care from a community provider if they choose. Senator McCain.
Mr. Chairman, we've been working in the Senate on a three-year extension of the card under existing rules for eligibility. I'll continue to work with you and the committee to pass that extension. I strongly believe the best way to improve veterans' health care is to enable all eligible veterans to access the choice card.
The current choice program lets veterans who live 40 miles away or more from a VA medical center or who have been waiting for 30 days or more for an appointment receive care from a private provider. But the VA says it doesn't make sense to expand the current choice program before Congress fixes it. Deputy VA Secretary Sloan Gibson.
This bill is enacted. We believe it would inevitably transform VA largely into an insurance provider and greatly erode our strengths as a healthcare provider centered on a continuing relationship with veterans and their entire spectrum of healthcare needs. We're not against care delivered outside VA. Long before Veterans Choice, we were purchasing billions of dollars of care in the community because it was the right thing for veterans. We'll be purchasing care in the community at an even higher rate in the future, but we believe that if this bill is enacted, the projected increases will drive budget increases that will be truly staggering.
Senator Tom Tillis co-sponsored McCain's legislation. He says he wanted to dispel some common myths he's heard about the bill.
There's a lot of aims in there that we can reconcile with the current transformation program or figure out when and if they make sense. But more than anything else, I'm not going to speak for Senator McCain, but speaking as a member of this committee and among members that I've spoken with, there's never been an attempt to privatize the VA for the reasons that I've said before. It doesn't make sense. There's a great setting. If you've done as I have, gone to all your VA hospitals, all your health care centers, all the places where care is provided to veterans, when veterans come together in a group, there's a value to that that even goes beyond the medical treatment that they receive in this facility, oftentimes from a person who is a veteran themselves.
Chairman Johnny Isaacson agrees.
There's no member of our committee that I know of who has made a statement one way or another that it is anywhere possible lead anybody to believe that we're for privatizing the VA.
This conversation comes about a month after a straw man proposal emerged from the VA Commission on Care. Congress appointed members of that commission to come up with ideas for reforming VA's healthcare system. The commission's document suggested expanding community care providers and reorganizing the Veterans Health Administration. It also wants to close 10 to 15 VA medical centers over the next two decades. But the committee and the department agree. Whatever future legislation they come up with must consider the lessons VA's learned since Congress passed the original Choice Act back in 2014. Bali Yahia is the Assistant Deputy Undersecretary for Health for Community Care at the VHA. He says the future program must keep in mind that veterans in different locations have different needs.
What does that really mean? That means we need flexibility in reimbursement rates because we know in some areas we might have to pay a little bit more to get doctors to see our patients. We need to make sure that the 30 days and the 40 miles are just a floor. If a veteran is seeing a provider and that provider decides that seeing someone in the community is what's best for them, we need to make sure that we empower them to do that. And so those trips really kind of solidified for me what those unique features are of rural veterans and how we need to make sure we don't have a cookie-cutter approach to community care, but we tailor it to different geographies and populations.
Senator Joe Manchin.
We're just trying to find that perfect blend. You know, I think that's it. the options. And I know that John and Tom and them are, we're pushing the envelope now. How do we make it better? And so I don't think anyone's casting stones at you all, but we're saying, can we make it better?
Yeah.
Can we make sure that that veteran knows that they come first?
Yahia agreed.
At the end of the day, what we're looking to do is to get the best of both worlds. How do we play off the strengths of the VA and then play off the strengths of the private sector? In some areas, in Alaska, we probably are going to purchase more care than make. In other areas, we might be making more care than buying. And it's really getting to us to an integrated healthcare network. And that's what we put forward in our plan to consolidate community care.
The VA also says it's close on reforming the appeals process for veterans' compensation claims. But the Senate committee says it wants more details. The VA brought together groups of veteran service organizations to help it come up with a new proposal. But some of those VSOs shared the committee's exact same concerns. Carlos Fuentes is the senior legislative associate for Veterans of Foreign Wars. He says just because VFW participated in the VA summit doesn't mean it agrees with the VA proposal. Fuentes and the committee are concerned that the department's new plan doesn't address the current backlog of claims, all 450,000 of them. Deputy Secretary Sloan Gibson says veterans' appeals will get processed within about a year under its new plan. Gibson says average wait times would rise to an average of 10 years if Congress doesn't take action. The current law is about 80 years old, and under it, it takes the VA about 3 years on average to process a veteran's claim. The process takes about 5 years if that claim moves to the Board of Veterans' Appeals. And one veteran has been waiting 27 years for a final decision. The board has issued decisions on his claim about 25 different times. The Congressional Budget Office is still developing an estimate on just how much the VA's new plan would cost. Isaacson says a budget and a plan for resolving the backlog are must-haves before the committee can move forward.
We need the exact language.
Yes, sir.
And we need a score. And we need to know what we do with the 445,000 who are waiting, because if we change the appeals process prospectively, which we want to do to make it shorter and better and more responsive to our veterans, what happens to those 445,000, some of whom have been waiting 27 years for a determination of disability? So when you bring us that package, it's a trilogy. It's not just two chapters. It's three. What do we say to the veterans who've been waiting, 445,000 of them? How do we implement? What's the cost of implementing the new program? You said it, you thought it was zero cost, but we got to see that from CBO. And what is the final language? So we're going to insist on all three of those things before this committee moves forward.
Gibson says the VA will move as fast as it can to fill in some of the gaps to the VA's plan. In Washington, Nicole Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.